they're really making a push now for the climate change thing and the global warming. We're all going to die. The polar bears are going to die. Birds are dropping out of the sky, all that stuff. So now they want to take a cue from the animal kingdom. They're saying the cannibalism amongst animals, insects, and wildlife is normal.
Hey, chimps eat each other, man.
They're saying in this new study that instead of wasting real estate, wasting, you know, burying people, burning people, you know, because that also, you know, causes a little bit of pollution, that we should start, with the consent of your relatives, eating Uncle Larry.
Huh.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, he says it's more common than you think in mammals, so why shouldn't, and, you know, once humans get through the cannibalism thing, the ultimate taboo, we could actually save the planet. You could just see the candidates. I'm just waiting for one of them
to jump on this.
Kamala Harris or something. Yeah. We've got to eat each other.
Oh, man. We can't eat smoke.
And then Bernie Sanders will top it and go, while we're alive,
everybody deserves their fair share of human flesh.
Yeah, in fact, the aversion to cannibalism, eating each other, is so strong that consent and ethics count for little. But they think over time, anything over time you can convince people to do. We're not that smart.
Do you remember when it was so taboo and that movie Alive came out about the plane crash?
Oh, my God.
And it was like, the movie was like so like, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that.
They actually did an experiment. They said they took all these people that were obviously, it shouldn't be hard to find, people who were opposed to cannibalism, and they started explaining to them how it would work and how you would eat your best friend's legs and all that stuff with consent. And after a while of talking to these people, they convinced a few of them that this would be okay to save the planet.
Like, would you take a human to a place like how after you shoot a deer and you take it and they gut it and then give you like... the ribs the loin, and that's your human would be given back to you like that in Ziploc.
It's like the deli counter at Publix. They're just serving them up.
Yeah. And I get to, if they keep pushing this long after I'll be dead, thank God, and eaten, they'll open restaurants.
Welcome to the Cannibal Cafe. My name is Louise. I will be your server, or possibly your appetizer.
Everything looks so good. Could you tell me the specials?
Today's special is Ted. He will be prepared over a low flame, braised in hollandaise sauce, and wearing cargo pants.
Is he locally sourced?
Absolutely. Ted lives in an apartment across the street, and he's gluten-free.
I'm also lactose intolerant.
Quiet, Ted. Entrees are not allowed to talk to the customers.
I'm gonna check out the people tank first. Oh, look at this guy doing the backstroke. Oh, he looks so plump and juicy.
Excellent choice. Dave the busboy will retrieve him for you. Dave? Dave? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Dave is currently being served to table 4.
Delicious. So filling, I can't even finish.
No problem, sir. I will be right over to put him in a Davy bag.
Donner party. Donner party. Your table's ready.
Rick Stacy.